This is 5 Minute Friday! Welcome everyone to this episode, episode number 138. That's right, 138 of the School of Greatness podcast. It's 5 Minute Fridays. You guys are loving these episodes, and I'm excited to bring you this one. It's all about showing up, then resting up. That's right. Show up and rest up. Now, I want to tell you a little story about what's been happening this year for me. Now, at the end of last year, I signed a book deal, which I'm extremely excited about, and a lot of things have been happening in the works as I've been writing it and working on it, and it's coming out towards the end of the year. I'll be announcing more of that here over the following months. But I don't think I've actually told you guys about this. I've kind of just seeded it that I'm doing it here and there in the middle of episodes and kind of just been sneaking it in. But I'm letting you know that there's a book coming out this year that I'm working on, and I'm extremely pumped. So what I've been doing, though, is I've been showing up a lot earlier than most people do. So most authors, when they write a book, they wait until the last minute and they're like, okay, now I got to figure out how to market this thing. And they start scrambling and they try to do some promotion, but essentially it fails and it doesn't do that well because they didn't show up when they needed to. And again, my book is coming out at the end of the year. I'm showing up 9 to 12 months prior to the book is coming out. I'm doing the work now for something that's happening in a year, essentially. So what I decided to do is I said, you know what? I got to be in New York and really connect with the influencers, with the media, with the PR teams, with the producers of the TV shows. And I got to get myself out there now to start building that those relationships, getting those opportunities now so that I'm not scrambling last minute when the book comes out in 9 to 12 months. So I decided to go to New York City for the month of January, and I was hustling. I mean, I tell you, I was booking everything back to back. You know, I was doing 3 podcast episodes a week. For those who have been listening for a long time, you know, I upped it up to 3 from 2 to last year. You know, I'm running my business. I've got employees. I'm working on a book. I'm doing a lot of different things. I'm training for handball, all these different things I'm happening. And I knew what I just had to do is just to show up in January and show up to everything. So there was all these author networking events and entrepreneur breakfasts, and people were asking me to come speak at startup events and all these different things. And I just said yes to everything. I said, yes, yes, yes. I'm going to show up. And I'm going to put out there what I want to create this year and let everyone know what my mission is about my book and put it out there and say, this is what I'm doing and I'm putting the work now. I was showing up and I was running around like a madman. Again, I want to tell you a few things that happened. One of the breakfasts, I met a producer from the Today Show. We had a great connection. We ended up having a conversation afterwards. And then they asked me to come on the Today Show this week. I was actually on the Today Show for those that saw it. And I also, someone asked me to come speak at an entrepreneurial tech startup event because he saw that I was in New York City. So he reached out to me and said, hey, we'd love to have you come talk to our, you know, our entrepreneurs here. So I said yes, and I showed up and did that. Through that, I met someone at elitedaily.com who then ran an article about me that got shared thousands of times and create a lot of exposure, a lot of traffic to my website. And it now has built a relationship with, you know, one of the biggest and fastest growing websites on the web, elitedaily.com for millennials, that now I have, I'm able to write on there whenever I want and really expose myself to millions of people all over the world. Also, I connected with my good friend at Yahoo, Michelle, who is the editor at Yahoo Health. And now I'm going to be writing for Yahoo on a consistent basis. So the School of Greatness Health episodes are going to be going out to Yahoo and getting in front of millions of people through that channel. Lots of great things happened. I met with a lot of press people and PR teams to see, you know, who could be the right fit for my book launch. I did some TV also in New York City. I just did a lot. I was covering a lot and doing as many things as I could. Then after the month, I came back to LA and I did some press in LA. I did more meetings. I met with producers of TV shows. Again, I was doing all these different things. And then a week later, I went out to back to New York, which was this week, to do the Today Show. And then I went to Vani Hari's book event, which was incredible the other night, and did some other meetings. And now I just flew back to LA today. And as you can tell, my voice is like gone, you know, so I've been sleeping on different beds, different time schedules. And now I've been showing up like crazy, I'll tell you that. But now it's time to rest up. And I think so many people are constantly going and going and going, and then they don't listen to their body until it's too late. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to take this weekend off. That's right. I showed up for a month and a half, the beginning of this year, every single day. And I've been consistently showing up, and I've been doing the work to stack what I need to do to get ahead with my team and my business and the episodes so that I'm ahead of schedule. And I've also been building these relationships and putting the groundwork in and showing up. And because I've been showing up, I've been getting rewarded. Because I've been showing up to these networking events and meeting the five people and not knowing where it could go, I'm creating something from nothing by adding value and creating relationship with each individual and telling people what my mission is. During this speech I gave in front of, I think, 50 or 60 entrepreneurs one night in New York City, I said, my mission is to serve 100 million people to show them how to make a full-time living doing what they love. And a guy in the back, sitting in the back by himself on his laptop, actually doing work, raised his hand and said, I have a site. I work for a site that gets 70 million unique visitors a month. We're going to help you get to that 100 million. And that's how that relationship was created. Because I showed up, I expressed my vision, what my mission was, and we created relationship, and then I followed through and met with him and met with his team and then wrote the article and did the work necessary for it to happen, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you guys right now is that if I didn't show up for that month in New York and I didn't put myself out there and I didn't follow up with the producer of Today Show and I didn't follow up with my friend at Yahoo Health and I didn't show up to these opportunities for people to be aware of who I am, what I'm up to, what my goals and missions are. If I didn't show up for that whole month in New York, none of these things would have happened. If I didn't follow through on those moments where I did show up, because it's one thing to show up and meet people and express your vision. It's another thing to follow through. You see, I follow through on every relationship and every opportunity with how can I add value to you first? And I want you guys to think about that. You got to show up and then you got to follow through with value. Show up. Follow through with value. And you got to show up far in advance of when the big game happens. Okay, I've got this book coming out later this year, and I'm showing up now at the beginning of the year. I'm not waiting until it's 2 months prior and saying, all right, who's going to be my PR team and what's our online marketing strategy going to be for this book launch? I'm doing the work now. I've actually been doing the work for the last 2 years, really 5 years, because I knew one day I wanted to write a big book. And I've been putting into practice all the things I want to do to launch this book. The relationships I've been building has all been geared around this opportunity. But once you show up and once your body starts to speak to you that, hey, it's not happy. It needs more sleep. It needs rest. You need to get off your phone. You need to get off your computer. You need to stop talking and just go take a hike in nature or sit and do nothing. Or relax and spend some quality time with people you care about and your family and not talk about business. When that happens, people, you need to listen to your body and rest up. You need to relax. Your body is a machine, but it needs time to get oiled up. It needs time to get into the repair shop sometimes, okay? So you got to make sure you're working out during the time you're showing up. You got to make sure you're getting good sleep and resting, okay? But this is what I want to talk to you guys about today. I just wanted to be real with you because this is what's coming up for me right now. I've been showing up like crazy, but you know, I'm not superhuman. Sometimes I like to think that I am because I want to do it all and I love having so much fun and I'm so passionate about it and I just want to speak to everyone and I want to say yes to everything. But sometimes you got to just say no to everything so that you can say yes to yourself first. So show up. That's the most important first step is showing up to the opportunities, showing up when people invite you to networking events and to speaking gigs, show up and then follow through. Because once you create the opportunity, you've got to follow through and make it happen. Then you got to rest up. You got to take that off season. We've talked about the off season before. You got to take time to give yourself the the energy it needs, and you need to rejuvenate your cells and your brain and your body, okay, and your soul. So hope you guys have enjoyed this 5-Minute Friday. We're about 10 minutes on it right now. I'm got some incredible guests coming up. We've got Marie Forleo coming up on the next episode. If you enjoyed this one, though, make sure to subscribe to this. If you have yet to subscribe over on iTunes or SoundCloud or Stitcher or TuneIn or all the different podcast places you can subscribe, let your friends know about this. If you've got a friend who isn't showing up or isn't resting up, all they're doing is showing up and they're not resting up, then send them this. Again, the show notes over at lewishouse.com/138. Show up and rest up. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much for your dedication to listening to these episodes and sharing them with your friends. I love you so dearly and so much, because without you, none of this would be possible. And from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you so much. And when I was in New York, I met so many people that listen to the podcast and that are fans of the show and getting incredible value from all the guests that I'm able to get on here. If you see me ever in the airports or in LA or New York or wherever I'm at in the world, I'm going to be traveling a lot this world, and you enjoy the podcast, and if it's ever, if there's ever any moment that you've enjoyed that's made an impact in your life, please come up and say hi to me. Please give me a high five or a hug if you feel comfortable giving a huge ogre a hug. And I would love to hear your story about what has inspired you the most, which episode, and who has inspired you the most. You guys are incredible. You know what time it is. It's time for me to go rest up, and it's time for you to go out there and do something great. Wait a minute.
Business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.